This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk as we get ready to talk to Saints safety Justin Reed coming up. Don't know if you guys saw the latest odds coming out from NFL win totals.
And I did.
The Saints, it seems awfully low to
five
me at five and a half.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You look at, like, they won five games last year, and it went about as badly as it could have possibly gone.
Right, except for weeks one and two.
It's like, it's tough to lose more than 12 games. Like, it's really difficult to lose more than 12 games. You have to be real, real bad. Like, you have to be trying to be bad to some extent. Like, you have to be bad and then get bad luck, you know? So I don't know. I wouldn't advise anyone bet that. As a Saints fan, like, you'd have to be miserable to be like, I'm going to bet the under. I'm going to root for this.
Right. I was like, you're looking at all the win totals, and I'm like, I'm like Bobby now. I'm going to call myself a homer because I'm slamming the over on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to slam the over at this time of the offseason because, here's the thing. Like, if things go well, right, if you get good luck, you're not losing 12 games. It's the bad luck that got you to that record in the first place, and you would have to hope there's a positive regression from a health perspective. So I don't know. It's at the end of the day, I understand why the Saints are there, because they have done nothing to make people confident that they're going to be any better than they were last year, right? And if you're close to the project, you can say, like, well, with good health, they should be able to be better than they were last year. With a starting quarterback, they should be able to be better than they were last year. But again, and we talked about this, like, the odds are there for the bettors. They're not a prediction. They are, hey, how are we going to make money on this, right? And so they're going to get a lot of people slamming that over, I think, because it's like, man, that's a low number.
It really, I mean, only one worse in the NFC was the New York Giants, I believe, at four and a half.
That makes sense. The two teams I end up watching the most. Yeah, I have a bad time.
I wonder if that changes now that they have Winston and Russ over
me
there.
Watching the Giants?
No, yeah, no, the win
change.
Total.
It should change. I can't stop watching the Saints, but I can't exercise some faculty on whether I watch the Giants. No, that Russ-Jameis situation, I've had, you know, my family still watches the Giants, and they text me being like, what are they doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm as confused as you are, because my dad was like talking to me, he's like, oh, Jameis is the starter. I'm like, eh, we'll see.
Right.
You know, I didn't think they were signing him to be the starter. I was kind of surprised. Like, usually you'll sign your starter first. That's why it was a weird thing. If they had signed Russ and then signed Jameis, you'd be like, oh yeah, he's the backup. Because they signed Jameis first,
right,
you were like, oh, they must be signing him to be the starter. And apparently they're signing Russ to be the starter. But
maybe the Giants are trying to say, hey, pick us for Hard Knocks. We've got some entertaining content here.
Jeez. I don't know, man. I still think they're going to draft a quarterback. That's what's going to make it really weird, is when you have Russ, Jameis, and Jackson Dart, Shador, somebody.
Although, the latest, I've seen two now mock drafts. I forget by who each one was, but have Shador Sanders falling to number 9 with the Saints.
Well, then now we know that's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, that's official, right? You know, the mock
Definitely
drafts are
right.
Always right. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think what it does tell me is that the Giants are not in the market to trade up to number 1. Because if you were, then you would be at least committed to, he's either going to start or he's going to be our backup. We are not going to spend any money. But I also think the Giants, with Russ and Jameis and Daboll and Shane, it's like, okay, there's a scenario where all four of y'all are gone by next year. So we're not committing to anything.
Don't forget Tommy Cutlet.
Beyond this season. Yeah, Tommy DeVito. Let's get that thing done. Hey. But no, I think that's part of what it is when you have a GM and a head coach on as thin of ice as those two guys, you're not getting a multi-year deal at quarterback. You're getting, let's see how it goes. Because I think Russ is kind of washed. Like, I think Russ is Ryan Tannehill with Super Bowl rings. That's how I see Russell Wilson at this point in his career. And honestly, I don't know if his peak was all that much better. He was just on a really good team for the beginning of his career.
I'm interested to see, too, how that dynamic of the personalities of Russ and Jameis collide.
Yeah, you know,
I think it's going to be some great entertainment value.
What I'll say for Jameis is I feel like I know who Jameis is. To me, Russ, his personality is completely manufactured.
Yeah.
It's all there for show. None of it's real. So I don't know what he's like in the locker room. I just remember that funny story about him doing like knee ups on a plane while everyone was trying to sleep.